afternoon, everybody, and welcome to our session on the HCAP survey. Thanks to all of you, each of you, you know, plenty of good seats up front, spending some of your time with us this afternoon to learn about the HCAP survey. We have five interesting presentations on the survey, and I'm going to go through them a bit later in more detail. But before I begin, I could probably ask a show of hands. How many of you have done a patient satisfaction survey after a hospital visit? Okay. A lot of hospitals do them. Something like 80% of hospitals, we understand, has some kind of a satisfaction survey of their patients after they leave. Typically, this information is gathered by the hospital or, more often, a survey company. It's a customized survey. The data is proprietary, and it's privately held. Nobody sees that data except people in the hospital. The administration of the survey may or may not be random. We think it's typically not random. And of course, there's no uniformity across hospital surveys as currently given. Typically, the results are used for quality improvement in the hospital as well as marketing efforts. And we know that a lot of hospitals use that information, patient satisfaction survey information, for executive compensation, bonuses, and things like that. HCAPS is different. HCAPS, as the title of one of the sessions puts it, is the first national, all states, and most hospitals standardized, publicly reported survey of patients' perspectives of their care while in hospital. That part's important. We call it patient perspective of care. We don't call it patient satisfaction. We don't even call it patient perceptions for various reasons. But it is the first national standardized survey to try to gather information about what patients thought about their hospital visit. It's supposed to advance. There we go. Okay, there, as I mentioned, there are five presentations today by people who are experts in HCAPS. People have been involved in the survey since its inception about 5 years ago. We'd like to present some background information for those of you who don't know too much about HCAPS, as well as some new findings that we're getting from HCAPS as the data is analyzed. Each of the presentations will be about 12 to 15 minutes. And we'd like to keep the question period to the end of the session. We hope to reserve about 15, 20 minutes at the end to take questions, comments, and et cetera. A number of the presentations have presentations available at the back of the room, so feel free to grab one either now or later. There we go. The game full of humor, the cartoon. Already HCAPS is getting some attention in the media. This was in a newspaper, I think about April or May this year. Some cartoonist idea of what the HCAPS survey would be like. I'm going to ask you to take a close look at it, and at the end of the presentation, I'm going to maybe bring it back up again and ask you what is wrong with this cartoon, because it implies some things that are not accurate. Anyway, the first presentation of the five is recent developments in the HCAP survey, which was prepared by myself and Liz Goldstein. We're both of the Division of Consumer Assessment and Healthcare Surveys of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Just speaking for myself, I participated in the development, testing, implementation of surveys of hospital patients, such as HCAPs, hospital leaders, discharge planners, and physicians. I am the government task leader for CMS on the HCAPS project, and am involved in the development, training, public reporting, oversight, and administrative guidance of the survey. Prior to joining CMS in 2003, I taught organization theory and management at universities in the US, Japan, and Australia, and I've done research on organization design, organization change, and culture. So I come at this as an organizational sociologist. In this presentation, I'd like to say a bit about the purpose and content of HCAPS. I'll assume you don't know too much about it, so I'll give you a bit of background about what is in the survey. Talk a bit about how it was developed and implemented, and lastly, come to some indicators from the survey. The survey's been in the field for over a year now. We're starting to get results in and analyze the results. I'm going to present some information about those early findings from the survey. The survey is called, formally, the the CAHPS Hospital Survey. But it's also known as Hospital CAHPS and, as I tend to favor, HCAHPS. In case you're wondering what the acronym means, HCAHPS stands for Hospital Consumer Assessment of Healthcare Providers and Systems. And that CAHPS is logo, or actually the word is trademarked by the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, another U.S. government agency. The HCAHPS survey was developed by ARC, its CAHPS grantees, and people at CMS. Okay, starting from the beginning, the purpose of HCAHPS are three, really. To publicly report patients' perspective of their hospital care. Secondly, to provide new incentives for hospitals to improve the quality of care that they provide to all patients. And thirdly, to enhance transparency and public accountability in healthcare, which is kind of an overarching goal of CMS the last few years. The method of HCAHPS is fairly simple. We ask patients about their hospital experience, that is, we survey them. We collect that information in a standardized and consistent manner across all hospitals that participate. We analyze the data and then adjust it, and we'll hear a little bit later about how and why we adjust the data. And then we publicly report the findings of the survey. We'll be doing that on our website, and we'll be talking a bit more about how the information will be publicly reported. And the intention of all of these efforts is to promote improvement in hospital care for all patients. People typically think of CMS with regard to seniors or Medicaid patients, but the HCAHPS survey is meant for all patients, and the results are meant for all patients and all consumers as well. Okay, a little background on the HCAHPS survey. The survey is meant for short-term acute care hospitals. These are defined as general hospitals by the American Hospital Association, and they typically are what people think of as a general hospital. We exclude certain types of specialty hospitals, such as pediatric, psychiatric, and other specialty hospitals. But the universe of hospitals that can participate in this survey is something, 3,900, something like that, a pretty large number of hospitals. Which patients may take the survey? They have to be adult at the time of admission, that is 18 or older. They have to be presented for medical, surgical, or maternity care, which is the vast majority of patients who have hospital stays. They have to have an overnight stay or longer in the hospital. And the reason for that is we want the patients who do the survey to have experienced a full range of hospital activities, events, etc., before they do a survey. They have to be alive at discharge, which looks pretty obvious on his face, but the reason for that, it speaks to a kind of underlying fundament of the CAHPS surveys. We want the person who experienced the care to fill out the survey. We don't want a proxy, that is, the wife, the husband, the brother, the sister, the friend, anybody else to fill out the survey. Only the patient himself or herself completes the survey about the experience in the hospital. We've learned from our various testings of the survey that for logistical reasons, it's best to exclude certain categories of patients, such as patients who are discharged to hospice, those who are prisoners, those who have a foreign home address, and those who asked not to have their hospital stay publicized. Those patients are excluded from the survey. Okay, a third important factor about HCAHPS is it is given after discharge. 48 hours after discharge, up to 6 weeks after discharge. So it is not meant to happen in the hospital. There are lots of sound survey reasons for not making this an in-hospital survey, which, by the way, was one of the things wrong with that cartoon I showed earlier. We have four modes of giving the survey: mail, telephone, mail with telephone follow-up, and active interactive voice recognition. And we'll explain more about those in our mode presentation. So there are different modes of giving the survey to cover all the ways hospitals typically give surveys, but they're standardized methods for data collection, data submission, analyzing the data, and then publicly reporting the findings. Okay, content of HCAHPS or composition, 27 items. It's a fairly short survey. Items 1 through 22 are the core of the HCAHPS survey, consisting of 18 substantive items about the hospital's the patient's experience of care, and 4 screener items. We also have 5 demographic items to gather information on the patients, In addition to these items, we gather information from the hospital administration record about the patients who take the survey. The survey may be either administered as a standalone survey, that is, you get it in the mail, 27 items, or a lot of hospitals put those 27 items into their own survey that they send out to their patients, so they can interleave HCAHPS with their ongoing survey. We've gone, we think, out of our way to make HCAHPS easily usable by hospitals by using modes hospitals use and making it easy to integrate within their own customized hospital surveys. In terms of the substance of HCAHPS, it breaks down into six domains or six composites. These are things that patients and consumers want to or should want to know about hospital experiences of patients. And they break down into six broad categories: communications with nurses and with doctors, how responsive was the hospital staff, how well was your pain managed while in hospital, what kind of communications did you receive about the medicines, and what information did you receive at discharge. Each of these composites is comprised of two or three questions on the actual survey. So there's 18 items, or actually 16 of them, go into these six composites. In addition, we have two individual items: the cleanliness of the room and bathroom, and how quiet was the patient's room at night. These items actually used to be a composite we call clean and quiet, but consumer testing and our data analysis revealed that perhaps it's better to treat these as individual items. So we broke down this composite to have these two items as individual questions. And there are also two overall items. An overall rating of the hospital on a 0 to 10 scale, and would you recommend this hospital to friends and family on a 4-point scale. These items are fairly familiar probably if you've taken a patient satisfaction survey, and the second item, recommend this hospital, sometimes is referred to in industry as a loyalty question. Would you go back to this hospital? Do you think it's good enough for your friends or family to go there? Here's some of the actual items on the survey. Communication with nurses. This shows you the actual wording of the questions on the survey and response categories. You notice here that the questions typically read, during this hospital stay, how often did something, something, something? And people respond, never, sometimes, always, or usually, or always. So we ask how often or how frequent certain behaviors occurred. We don't ask about satisfaction of the patient with what happened in the hospital in most of the items. So to the chagrin of Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, there's no satisfaction on the HCAHPS survey. Quickly, some development key points in HCAHPS. Survey was developed, tested, and we had several comment periods and approval processes from 2002 to 2005. A mode experiment to see how the different modes worked in the field was conducted in 2006, and we have a special presentation on that. We had a dry run of the survey both in 2006 and again earlier this year, and we learned a lot of lessons about how to improve how we do the survey, and we'll have a presentation about that as well. National implementation began in October of last year, and importantly, HCAHPS participation was linked to hospital payment in fiscal year 2008, which just began recently. So for hospitals that are paid under the IPPS system, if you're familiar with CMS, they must participate in HCAHPS or they lose 2% of their annual payment update from CMS, which for a large hospital is a pretty significant financial incentive to participate. And then finally, the first public reporting of HCAHPS results will occur in late March of next year, and there will be a presentation on that as well. Okay, going to the roles involved in HCAHPS, there are basically two roles, the government role and the hospital role. The hospital role, and a lot of hospitals employ survey vendors to do surveys, so we include survey vendors with them, is to collect the data and submit the data. This aspect of HCAHPS is fairly decentralized. Each vendor or each hospital that's participating develops a sampling frame of eligible discharges, draws the random sample on a monthly basis or quarterly perhaps, typically monthly, but sorry, they do it on a monthly basis or do it continuously. They administer the survey, they submit the data to the data warehouse either on a monthly or quarterly basis, And in doing so, they adhere to our quality assurance guidelines, which we'll talk a bit about later on. So this aspect of the survey is fairly decentralized. What is centralized is the government role, which is basically support and report. We provide training and technical assistance. We ensure the integrity of the survey, that is, we apply oversight. Three of the ways we do this is to analyze the data in the warehouse for anything odd or unusual. We review survey procedures. We insist that all hospitals or their survey vendors that participate tell us in step-by-step fashion exactly how they're administering the survey in accordance with our quality assurance guidelines. And we have been making site visits since this autumn, and we'll continue to do so to make sure that the survey vendors especially are following the principles of HCAHPS when they administer the survey. The government also accumulates the data from the hospitals and vendors, calculates and then publicly reports the HCAHPS results. Okay, HCAHPS public reporting will occur in March of next year. At this phase, it's voluntary participation. All the hospitals that collected data that we publicly reported in March did this in a voluntary basis. There was no incentive at that point in time. The first public reporting will be based on patient discharges from October 06 through June of 07, and it will be three quarters. Once HCAHPS is up and running, we'll have four quarters of data to report at a time, and we'll roll the oldest quarter out and the newest quarter in. And we'll mention later, we'll have a presentation on how the results will be adjusted for both the mode of administration and the mix of patients the hospital sees. I should also mention, with respect to public reporting, we expect there to be a fair amount of media interest, both industry and general interest, in the survey around March of next year when it goes public on the Hospital Compare website. We expect the survey results to be used by individual hospitals to improve and also to target the quality improvement at certain problem areas they may have. We also expect the results to be used by consumers and the public writ large to compare hospitals on the basis of what patients said about their experience in that hospital. It'll be possible in Hospital Compare to compare a large number of hospitals within a state on the HCAHPS items. Okay, evolution of HCAHPS. Just briefly, HCAHPS began as a voluntary effort, but over time it got connected to things and other things that CMS does. So from July forward of this year, hospitals are penalized if they do not participate in HCAHPS. They get that 2% annual payment update reduction if they don't do HCAHPS and if they're otherwise qualified to do so. The first public reporting in March of next year will be voluntary, but by March of 09, when we have four quarters of data collected under the penalty for not participating regime, hospitals will have to report their results on Hospital Compare. Okay. And quickly, some of the first results of HCAHPS, looking at the first three quarters of data from October through June, about over 3,000 hospitals are participating. Only about 3% self-administer the HCAHPS survey on their own. 97% of hospitals use vendors. It's a big industry. We have 36 survey vendors authorized to do HCAHPS, but it's fairly concentrated. Seven survey vendors have 87% of the hospitals, and three survey vendors have 63%, so fairly high concentration of the vendors in this survey effort. Of the people who took the survey in this first period, we had over 4 million patients surveyed, 1.25 million completed surveys. Overall response rate 32%, which ranges from 19% in active IVR to 50% in the mixed mode, that is a mail survey and then telephone follow-ups. We're hoping over time, once we publicly report survey response rates, that the response rate will increase. We see some variation in HCAHPS results across regions. Looking at just the first two quarters of data and a hospital overall rating item, percent of discharges who rated their hospital a 9 or a 10 on the 10-point scale. You can see, looking at these CMS regions that don't mean much to most people, but they're essentially geographic, that we see fairly high responses or more positive responses in the areas around California, lower responses in the areas around California and New York, and higher ones in New England and the Midwest. So looking at preliminary data, we see some variation across regions. Of course, we've been doing many other analyses to compare hospitals, but these are just some early preliminary results. More information about HCAHPS, you can find these in your handouts or on the slides that will be posted on the conference website. And comments and questions, please feel free to direct them to me or Liz Goldstein at these contact addresses. Okay, thank you, and let me, I'm probably over time, so let me quickly introduce our next presenter.